Your Money Matters, taking you up till 7 o'clock pregame show. Let's get our first guest on the line, Alcina Lloyd, economy reporter for Insider. Alcina, it is good to chat with you again. Thanks for joining us.
So happy to be back. Thank you so much.
I got to ask, is it Alcina or Alcina? Where do I put the emphasis?
It's Alcina.
Oh, I messed it up. My producer had it absolutely right, and I messed it up. I'm sorry, Alcina. I know you do a lot of real estate work for Insider, and you monitor all sorts of things. I want to start with rents, because a lot of our listeners rent, and when we talk about mortgages, they feel a little left out of the story, and they've been complaining about rents going higher and higher, but there may be some relief in sight in that department, right?
Oh, yes, definitely. Rents have actually begun falling in markets across the country, and they're even likely to fall further in 2023.
How much further? Is there any estimate, and why is that happening?
Well, there really isn't a great estimate right now, but U.S. asking rents just fell 0.4% month over month in November. Although rents remain high, they are starting to fall more and more. So this is a trend that we're definitely seeing.
Okay. And is it the explanation just simply that as mortgage rates rise, as more people are kind of priced out of the market, yes, there's more renters, but there's a lot of people that, you know, maybe aren't going to sell their place. They're going to hold on to it longer. They're going to rent it out instead.
Well, so rents are basically falling because demand for the rental market has also fallen. We saw rents climb to record historical high numbers this year. And what really led to that was the amount of demand we were seeing from renters. But that demand is also starting to fade. So the housing downturn isn't only impacting home buyers, it's hitting the rental market as well.
Where are we at with mortgage rates? You know, there was a drop and it seemed like it had wasn't going to be too long, but it lasted a little bit. I see they're going back up again ever so slightly. Where are we at right now with mortgage rates, and are people jumping at the opportunities to have a little reprieve?
Oh, definitely. So mortgage rates, not this week, but the 5 weeks prior to that, they declined by more than 0.75 point, and that marks the largest drop since 2008. And that decline really came from softer inflation data and a modest shift in the Federal Reserve's monetary policy, which reverberated throughout the economy. So the recent declines in rates have led to a stabilization more in purchase demand for home buyers as well, too.
Yeah, I know that it obviously makes buyers maybe jump in when they see that rate go down, but it might encourage sellers too, because I know a lot of people just think that they're not going to find a buyer at that higher mortgage rate, and then they feel more comfortable putting their home into the market, and that certainly helps because demand is still and always and really has been for a long time very low.
Yes. Well, the interesting thing is, as we see mortgage rates dip lower and lower, they're not back to what we saw in 2021, but as we do see them dip lower and lower, we're seeing demand return to the market. So there are buyers right now that are looking for homes, and sellers are realizing that we're starting to see sales tick up just a bit, not enough to necessarily say the hot housing market we saw in 2020 is coming back, but demand is picking up ever so slightly.
When I'm on Twitter, which is always never the best news when you're doom scrolling Twitter, there's a lot of people who are trying to either, because I don't see it, but they're trying to drum up that this is a 2008 waiting to happen. This bubble is similar. And I think that they point to some data, right? Like home prices went up exponentially. No doubt about that, right? And obviously it depends geographically where you are, whether there's a bubble or not, but based on your reporting and people you've talked to, is there a sense that there is some sort of 2008 housing crisis lurking underneath the surface?
Well, based on the economists and the analysts I've spoken to, we are not anywhere close to what we saw in 2008. And there are many reasons for that. But what it really comes down to is lending standards are much stricter right now, as well as Americans are in a better financial situation than they were in 2008. Credit has improved. Buyers also have more money. It's just not the same market as 2008 at all.
Right. And I know that obviously there was a lot of adjustable rate mortgages, which I know have come back a little bit, those ARMs. They're a lot different now than, I forget what the name was for them back, parachute loans or something like that, where you would spend so little early on and then it would just escalate incredibly. Those, for the most part, have been outlawed or completely, mostly restricted. But you look at mortgage rates, and I know that they're up right now, but the vast majority of Americans have a mortgage rate under 4. It's something like 80% of homeowners. And when you have that mortgage rate in that lower room, in that lower area, I think that you just have a lot more room to breathe as a homeowner, even if something were to happen to a job. I think that there's just a little bit more room, a little more breathing room, Alcina.
Exactly. And definitely, you touched on it. Lending standards, like I mentioned previously, have gone a lot better. That's thanks to the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. A lot of people are sitting in mortgages that have been underwritten a lot better than that. And so, if homeowners, find themselves struggling with their mortgage payments right now, they have so many more options than they did in 2008. They have a high level of equity, according to the Federal Reserve, as of the second quarter of this year. That was $29 trillion for the U.S. alone. So if homeowners do find themselves in a situation where they can't afford their mortgage anymore, they're likely to sell their home and probably make a really good profit on it as well. And also, there are so many programs out there to help people struggling with their mortgages right now.
What is the general prognosis for 2023? Does anyone have any idea where this is going?
That's so funny that you mentioned. I talk to economists all day, and what I've heard is we will see home prices continue to fall in 2023, but we're not going to see, from majority of experts say that we're not going to see a dramatic decline like we did in 2008. As for the rental market, we'll continue to see prices continue to fall. Mortgage rates, that is a part of the equation that everybody is waiting to see. It really depends on the Federal Reserve's behavior, but the hope is that mortgage rates do start to fall lower and lower as inflation comes more under control.
Alcina Lloyd from Insider Economist and Economy Reporter, covering a lot of great economists. Alcina, it's great to chat with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great holiday.